First off, talk a little bit about getting to do this, going around the state of Utah and working with youth.
That's a good way to put it. I get to do this. You know, this is fun. I was a rookie when the junior jazz program started in the summer, I set out in the summer just to have these kids out here doing something and listening and hopefully giving them a positive message. It's a great thing for me and hopefully for them too.
You talked about the junior jazz program starting when you were a rookie. When I sit there and I watch you interact with the kids, I kind of see a little bit of not only Jerry Sloan, but maybe even a little bit of Coach Jimmy V in there as well. I mean, you got to play for two historical coaches.
I did. You know, you mentioned them. Jerry Sloan and Jim Balvano were two guys who not only had a great and positive effect on my basketball career and life, but on my personal life probably even more so, because all the things that they taught me on the court and off the court are things that I use and I teach my kids. Basketball is just the vehicle, just the tool to get me to listen, to get these kids to be here. But they can learn so much about themselves through just this simple game. We talk about focusing on a goal, you know, focusing on your shot, following through. That's the same thing they have to do in their lives. And they start something, follow through with it, and finish it. Same with their shot. You know, when they are in a group and they're competing against another team, that's teamwork. Cheer on your teammate. You know, don't just be silent. Give them, you know, some positive and hopefully some motivational inspiration to go out and do well, even if they don't do that well. You know, make them feel special. And so those guys taught me so much in my life to be able to pass along to my kids, your kids, grandkids, whoever will listen.
How important is it for you to be an ambassador for the Utah Jazz franchise?
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm that. I guess I am by default. But, you know, the jazz community, this state of Utah, has always been good to me. It's given me a lot in my life, in my basketball career especially. So now it's my home. And I feel like, you know, I owe the community this, at least, you know, to be out and hopefully be a good influence on the younger generation. So if that makes me an ambassador, I'll take it.
Being a broadcaster for the Jazz, it's exciting times right now, isn't it? The team, they made a lot of flashy moves this offseason, I think.
Very exciting times. And, you know, I look back 2 years ago when we were talking rebuilding and the players that were selected and seeing a lot of the young guys like Gordon Hayward come into his own and develop. Seeing a couple years ago a tall, skinny, lanky Rudy Gobert who a lot of teams didn't take a chance on. Now we've got him. Boy, am I glad we do. He'll be one of the best defensive players again, and the Jazz will be one of the best defensive teams in the league. But the moves they made are moves that say we're no longer rebuilding. Our goal is to get into the playoffs and go as far as we can. And the ultimate goal, obviously, is to get a championship.
A couple more questions for you, Thurl. When you come here and you see the interaction with you compared to previous years with some of the other guys, we had Elijah Millsap, you know, we've had Derek Favors here. They're a little shy. You're not shy with the kids at all. How important is it for player development for those young guys to have this kind of interaction with the Jazz community?
It's vital. In my case, when you got kids, when you have kids of your own, there's no being shy. You have to teach your kids some of the same life lessons as you're teaching other people's kids. So, you know, I always say that those guys will come around. You know, they're not used to kind of being in the limelight and being in a situation where they're around and having. That's one of the biggest fears of anybody, really, is to have to speak or teach in front of a crowd of people. So they'll get used to it. It's part of their career, you know. They enjoy being around kids. They just now have to get used to learning to communicate. And that's probably one of the things about my generation. We weren't on our phones all day long. We didn't have to text things and social media and FaceTime. That's, you know, that's where they feel most comfortable. Now you've got to get some of that back. You got to look kids in the eye and let them know you mean it and you care about them. Now, that's the old school communication that needs to kind of come back with a lot of these guys, because it's not about tweeting. You know, it's not about those other, you know, it's not about Facebook. It's about the real fans and the real kids you're trying to teach. And you've got to make that connection other than through technology.
I got to ask you about your nephew. He's going to be down here playing this year at USU Eastern. It's exciting to get him down. What can we expect from him on the basketball court? And how much of an influence have you played in his basketball career?
Well, I think that's a question for him. You know, all the way from his, I baptized him back when he was 8 years old. And, you know, he's my blood. So I like to think that I've been some kind of a positive influence in his life. But most of it he's done on his own. He's had the desire. You know, he's been without a father in his life for a long time. And so he's had to get that from other places, some from me, some from people in his ward, his neighbors, his mission, what have you. And his mom's done most of the work. So I think he wants it really bad. He's going to be a great force. I've worked out with him a few times this summer. And he's a powerful player, and I'm excited for him to come here and really show what he has.
We've been so long without a big here at USU Eastern, a legitimate big. I mean, it seems like he can provide that for us.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, he's a Bailey. Come on. You know, so he better provide something.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.